This is the Conway and Carolla Show.
I'll be high as a kite. We'll see how it goes.
With special babbling sidekick, Danny Bonaducci.
Really?
And an occasional appearance by Tom Likas.
Yes.
And also Frosty, Adi, or Frank.
Really?
Maybe even John and Jeff, if they're here early.
Finland? I'll let you win
on how I'm feeling. All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we are on the air on 97.1. And we're on video tonight. Look at that. At 971freefm.com. You can actually see us live here. Well, sort of live. I guess it's like a 20-second, 30-second delay or something. But go to 971freefm.com. That's 971freefm.com. And, excuse me, you can see us, you can see Jerry Wyszowski in there, Jerry Gomez, I'm sorry, doing the board.
Dude, it's Wyszowski, man.
Shut up! You'll see what Gina Grad looks like a little later on when she does the news.
And Randy
will be buzzing around, and then we also have Frank Kramer coming in. Yeah, look at that. And Frank Kramer will be coming in, and we're also going to be talking to Adam Carolla as well. So jump online and check this out. Thanks to stickcam.com, S-T-I-C-K-A-M, stickcam.com. We're on line. Look at that. You can actually check us out and see what all of us look like, and with the exception of Gina, understand why we're all on radio. Look at that. All right, Adam Carolla is going to be on with us momentarily here, and also Frank Kramer's coming in, so it should be a great evening. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the man who starts us off every single morning here on this great station, Adam Carolla, sir. How are you, dude?
Jimmy, talk about a programming coup. You have one guy from the morning show and
right.
The other guy from the show that's after it. I mean, who's your booker? Wow. Oh, what a Rolodex.
I know. I'm on fire, you know what I mean?
John and Jeff coming up to talk to the third shifters in just a few minutes. And we'll have the janitor and the guy in charge of, get this, folks, elevator maintenance in the building. All coming up on the Tim Conway Show.
Hey, by the way, you sit here in the same seat that I do every morning. I sit here in the evening. But you notice that the arm that holds the microphone, it used to be quiet.
Yeah.
And it used to work. And now when you move it around, everybody can now hear what you're doing. It's a lot of fun. We're going backwards.
And I got to tell you something, too. The engineer, Lynn Duke, I believe, came in during a podcast like 2 weeks ago and did that. So the reason it started doing that is because a man got involved with the process and screwed it up. I know, it's you know, the thing that's weird about radio stations, the worst thing you can have is a bunch of sounds coming off. I mean, the whole reason you do the show in a studio is so you don't hear a bunch of guys typing in the next room and you don't hear trucks going by blowing their horns. But everything they put in the studio squeaks. Every chair they have squeaks when you move. So you so much as shift your weight to the right and it sounds like your chair's haunted. So they do a $5 million studio where sound can't penetrate the inner sanctum of the studio, but everything in the studio squeaks.
Right, and unless somebody's in the kitchen moving a chair, and then you can hear it as if they're moving it right on your head.
Right, but God forbid someone break down and buy a can of WD-40.
Right. And speaking of WD-40, I've never gone through an entire bottle or an entire can of that crap. You can't.
I have a theory about this, and let me just say something for everyone who's listening. First off, I don't have anything to plug.
No, look
I'm
at you.
Doing this show because I enjoy the sound of my own voice, and I enjoy you, Tim.
Thank you, sir. Thank
number
you.
One, because you know you get on the message board, and it's like, what the hell's he plugging? I don't understand why. I'm doing the show because I like doing radio, and I like you.
Well, thank
so
you,
that's,
sir. Appreciate
number
it.
One. And number two, for those who think Tim is, you know, lobbing softball setups for my rants on God knows what, we did not have a pre-meeting about WD-40 or things you don't get to the bottom of. Now, that being said,
right.
The other thing I've never gotten to the bottom of is a pack of rolling papers because they always get lost. You get stoned and they get lost before you get to the last one, and black electrician's tape. Right. Never actually had the satisfaction. Can you imagine this day, by the way, Tim?
Right.
In the morning, you use the last drop of WD-40. You realize the can is spent. You even do that move where you shake it while you spray it and turn it upside down, and there's nothing in it.
Right.
Later on that afternoon, you pull out some black electrical tape, and you actually feel the part of the tape that peels the cardboard off the lining tube. And that night, you settle back to blow a doobie as you pull your last zigzag paper out of the cardboard container. Could you imagine that feeling?
It just doesn't happen.
You could just go take me now, guys. My work is through.
All right. Adam Carolla is with us, and joining us now is Frank Kramer. Nice to see you, man.
How you doing today?
Hey,
is this thing on?
There we go. Nice to see you, dude.
How you doing, Tim?
Hey, Adam Carolla, Frank Kramer. Look at that.
I don't think we've met, Adam.
Frank.
How you doing, brother?
Adam was just saying, what a booker we have on this show.
Oh, thanks. Did you know I was coming on?
I was talking about me.
Oh, man.
All right. I've got to play this for you. I don't know if Frank has heard this before, but this is something that's irritated me for quite some time, and I'm glad that other people are now jumping on board, and it's not just me. But listen to this PSA that they run on the station.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Now, who in the hell, first of all, is so threatened by, you know, that sounds like a guy's going to come in and rape your daughter, that voice. This is just talking about putting a seatbelt on.
Yeah, it has a sort of 80s pro wrestling vibe, as well as a sort of generic Def Leppard kind of guitar. Very timely, by the way, the generic guitar lick in the background.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, all that spot needs is the guy who used to do the motocross commercial at Sunday.
Yeah.
That was the monster truck guy.
Yeah, because these guys are so dumb that are going to these events, you have to tell them three times in a row what day it is. Sunday.
I always like when they would do this on those spots, too, where they go, the 210, and they'd go Orange County International Raceway, where the 5, the 205, and the 410 explode! And it's like, wow, I'm not sure if I want to be near that area. They can't just cross there. They have to explode with all the reverberation. Those commercials were the greatest because the English leather girls would be there. Papa Do Run Run would be playing in the infield.
Right.
Every once in a while, that guy would do he'd do the grudge match thing. Like, he'd go, Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney's shooting for that record. But Big Daddy Don Garlett's got other ideas. Billy McEwen, the Texas. Like, he'd just run over, he'd go over TV Tommy Ivo. He'd go over every drag racer that ever lived in a 30-second spot.
Right. And then they get very, you know, I used to, before I was in doing this on the station, I was a cameraman for a while at a college station in the Midwest, and one of the things I had to cover was a tractor pull. Have you ever been to a tractor pull?
Yes, I've been to many.
And
I have marveled at them on television because these guys have 5 big block blown Hemis. They have $500,000 worth of engine and $1,500 worth of tractor.
And 3 teeth.
And they blow 3 engines that night. How does this economically, well, you tell your story, but how does it work? How does it really work on paper?
If you've never been to one in person, it's like standing next to a 747 for 3 hours, but not next to one, inside of one, next to one of the engines, because they put on the jet engines on some of these things.
Oh, right.
And they sit behind, these guys are literally sitting behind a jet engine. Jesus. And they wonder, you know, and when things go bad and people get hurt, everyone's shocked.
But they'll say it right in the spot. Like, if you listen to the dragster ones, they'll go, some blow, some go! Like, huh?
And they all get very technical with you when they try to explain what went wrong. You know, well, it was the, you know, the Hemi blew the glass pack on that one. It blew out the forms, and all of a sudden they had to shut it down.
There used to be a great spot for, and again, if you're out here, Frank, you weren't born and raised out here, were you?
No, I was born and raised in Indiana.
They probably still had the same crap, right?
Oh, well, hell yeah. We had tractor demolition derbies.
This guy for the Orange County International Raceway, remember that place, Tim?
Right, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
This guy would once in a while get technical, too. He'd had one spot that went nitromethane, drop it on the ground, throw a match on it, virtually nothing, but put it inside a 500 cubic inch Hemi engine, and then he'd go, liquid dynamite! Huh? Is this a shop class? What's going on?
It's because there was really nothing to see. He had to talk it up because right. The guy is pulling, in the tractor pull, he's just pulling a weight for so far in the dirt, then he gets stuck, and I went, yeah! I mean, it's really nothing
always,
to see.
There'd always have to be one nut job at this event. they'd always have Bobby the Madman Baker and his wheeling school bus.
Right.
Like, there's always one nut job at the thing that would blow himself up, the human stick of dynamite.
Right, and if the human stick of dynamite didn't do it for you, or listening to a jet engine all night, you know, that didn't rattle your body to its core. The sausage, peppers, and onion sandwiches that they sold could wipe you out. It was.
Oh, the best. You guys, you know what we're forgetting? Fox night. Fox is free. Orange County International Raceway, they used to play that song by Sweet. Fox on the Run in the background. So that right. would just be cranking while the guy was yelling, Fox is free. It's Fox night. And I thought, even when I was 10, I used to think, who's in charge of deciphering foxes? You know what I mean? Some heavy set chick comes in there, looks like she's crapped out a few kids. Sorry, sweetie. You're paying full price.
Yeah. Here it is. It's Fox night. Fox is free.
Fox is free. English Leather Girls, Papa Do Run Run, TV Tommy Ivo, the Texan Billy McEwen, the Chi-Town Hustler.
That is so great.
I have never been to a drag race
in
my life. And I swear to God, because, well, first off, you know how far Orange County is from North Hollywood when you're
yeah.
in Corolla?
No, you never went.
I might as well have been in France. There's no way. We didn't have cars that were freeway worthy, and there's no side streets that made it to Orange County from North Hollywood. But I was still intimately aware of TV Tommy Ivo and Billy McEwen and the Texan and the Chi-Town Hustler
and
Big Daddy Don right. Garlett and Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
Yeah, it sounds like you've never been.
I swear to you.
How many black t-shirts do you have with dragsters on the front?
the tractor pull, Frank, you're from that part of the country.
Yeah.
Those engines are 50 to 100 grand a piece.
The tires are that. The back tires, they're enormous. I mean, they're taller than you.
I mean, that is a professionally built big block dragster engine, and there's five of them.
And there's five of them on one cart.
On one tractor.
Right.
How much money can those guys be getting paid just to maintain those engines, which are only good for a couple of pulls, and then they got to break them down or they blow a head gasket or something? How does that work? Well, are they subsidized like other farmers?
You know what I think it is? Is they don't have any other habits. They don't, you know, they don't gamble. They don't, you know, there's nothing else to do there except build these friggin' tractors.
I would argue that every time they fire that tractor up, they're taking a gamble. Because there is no scatter shield between them and the five blown big block Hemis that are running on nitromethane.
Yeah. How many horsepower, by the way, is five big block Hemis?
Those things are putting out like 2,000 horsepower per block. So, I mean, you're like 10,000 horsepower, and something's got to give. How much are those guys getting paid? Like, the winner takes home $4,500?
Like, I think it's less than that. I think it's like $700 if you win.
Because tickets can't be that expensive.
Yeah. It was free, I think.
It was free?
Yeah,
how do they make money?
I think when you went into the fair, that it was all included into the fair. So if you paid to get into the fair, you got into the tractor pull for free.
Okay. And the fair was what, $5?
Yeah, it was like $5 to get in.
All
everybody was jumping over the fence to get in.
Look, the next time the old lady's giving you crap for watching too much TiVo, we should really describe this hobby known as tractor pulling and how we could easily get into this.
Well,
and then we're taking every single penny we have and dumping it into a tractor, and every single weekend and dragging it to some dirt alley and dragging a sled 80 feet.
Yeah, there is a deep communication gap between the husband and wife here.
There's
a lot of hatred between those two.
There's no way they can approve of this, right?
Right.
Well, actually, in Indiana, at the Vigo County Fair, they had a combine. You know the combine that harvests the corn and wheat? They had combine demolition derbies, and those are $250,000 vehicles. I mean, they're enormous, but they had combine demolition derbies. Just go out there and trash it.
This is why the terrorists hate us. They're staring at just barren soil, scorched by the desert sun, where the seed can find no purchase. And we're like, we have too much farm equipment. We need a hobby for our farm equipment. How about we run it into each other? Or better yet, put a big how about we put a blown Hemi on top of it? Like, we have so much time on our hands, so much money, and so much extra farm equipment. We decided it'd be a good idea to mash it into each other.
Oh, yeah. And occasionally you see, you know, guys that will take their, you know, their kids to this thing. And again, those tractors, they have jet engines on them, on some of them. And those jet engines are secured to the sled by just common bolts that you buy at a hardware store. They're not the bolts that hold them on to a 747.
And it's nice, too, when something blows up and you got the kid up on the shoulders and the manifold blows up and a piece of shrapnel goes whizzing by his head at 400 miles an hour. That's awesome.
And his eardrums are already blown from the first 30 minutes of the event.
Yeah, yeah.
He's already going to be hearing impaired from the just the announcers enough.
But at some point, I mean, that's the only way to get your friends to your kids' party. Because my daughter's turning 3 in October, and my wife said, "Hey, should we have a big party for her in October?" And I said, "Nobody, including me, wants to go to a 3-year-old's party." I'm sorry, baby, but that's just the way it is. The first one's the big one, and then after that, nobody wants to go.
But here's the thing, too. I'm going to make an argument against that first one, because I just got back from one of those. I just killed a weekend, 2 weekends ago, at one of those debacles. Here should be the rule. If the kid doesn't know where he is, he shouldn't have a birthday party. You know what I mean?
Unless there's beer.
Yeah, right. If the kid, if he doesn't know he's in a strip club, then that's fine.
That's
but
cool.
I'm just saying, I'm in a, you know, giant tree house eating a sandwich that's in the shape of a butterfly. You know what I mean? And meanwhile, the kid has no idea where he is because he's only been on the planet for 12 months.
Oh, yeah, he's a little fresh.
Then they shut down the party so we can all watch this kid who can't open a gift open his gifts.
Right. I went to Malibu Dan's party for his one-year-old. And we were on the way to the party, and I was married at the time, but we didn't have a kid. And I stopped at a liquor store, and my wife said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm getting a 12-pack for the party." And she goes, "Tim, I'm not walking into the party with you with a 12-pack. The kid's turning a year old." And I said, "I'll F it." So, it was a silent ride there, and I was pissed off, and she was pissed off. We get to Malibu Dan's party for his one-year-old. It's a kegger.
Oh, really?
He has 3 kegs, an open bar, and everybody's smoking weed.
He's rotissing a bale of marijuana.
That's called Thursday at Malibu Dan's house.
Morning.
Yeah, look, if you don't know you're at your own party, you're either too young or too old to have a party, thus you get no party.
Right,
that's
exactly
my take. Like, people were arguing with me when I was making this point, and I said, "All right, please, everyone stop and think back to their first birthday party." And everyone paused, and I said, "Anyone remember theirs?" And they said, "No." And I said, "Fine, my point."
Yeah, we're going. And everybody, at 12 months old, your immune system sucks. You're just developing it. And, you know, everything that walks by, every time somebody sneezes on a TV show, you catch a cold when you're one.
I was going off on this on Leno last night, but I'll repeat myself for those who missed it. I came up with, well, first off, the guy who invented the novelty candle, you know, the candle that goes out and then comes back to life?
Right, exactly.
There should be a class action lawsuit against the manufacturer of that candle, because about the fifth time it comes back on and the kids hawk the lung up onto the cake, onto the sheet cake, who is the joke on? That's number one. Who really is the joke on? The kid that's blowing, or all of us who are now going to get Hep C?
Right.
Who is the joke on? It's not on the guys blowing snot all over it. That's number one. Number two, if it was anything else other than cake, would you eat it? If that was a lasagna and a three-year-old just blew a snot rocket on it, wouldn't you be over at the Olive Garden? I mean, is there... What is it about cake where you're like, well, this kid just shot sputum all over the side of the thing. I don't know. Give me a slide. I came up with an invention that I think is great, which is an antibacterial frosting.
That's a great idea.
I think the frosting is that's the patient zero. That's what spreads the disease back and forth. The cupcakes. Kids eat with their hands. The frosting gets on their hands. Then the frosting gets on the other kid. If you take Purell and you mixed it in with cake frosting, I feel like this would be the greatest invention. I mean, how many white people from Orange County would buy this crap?
Well, you know what they should do is you should have a Petri dish the size of a cake and have one of these kids try to blow out one of these candles. And then look at the Petri dish 24 hours later, and it's going to be like, you know, the rainforest.
The bottom line is lighting a fire on top of the dessert and having a three-year-old stick his head in it, it's not a great, it's archaic. I say, call me newfangled or a Grinch, but my feeling is I've done away with the candles. And by the way, I don't know what I was wishing for when I was three. I know what I'm wishing for when I'm standing around a cake, which is to get some of it without mucus on it. But did you ever get what you were wishing for?
No.
I wanted a Schwinn. I got a Huffy. I wanted Levi's. I got tough skin.
How old are the twins now, Adam?
They're two. And they got a party coming up, but it's just an excuse.
When's their birthday?
For me to get drunk. They're on the 7th. They're June 7th.
Well, be sure and save me a piece of cake.
Now they're going to...
Listen, here's my plan. Seriously, go with pie. Pie doesn't hold candles, and people enjoy it more.
Right. Are they going to be two or three?
They're going to be two.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And it's a boy and a girl, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
if you want to hear them, they'll probably yell into the phone.
Pinch one.
Kick one for us.
Walking in there.
Have you hit them yet?
Not
hard.
Sober, no.
Not sober.
See if they want to do a little bit of talking.
Right.
Natalia, you want to say anything?
No.
Oh, they're not talking. Uh-oh. Come here, Sonny. Let's not be up. let's not be uptight. Yeah, mommy. Let's not be uptight.
Is she looking at the Mexican lady in the corner and saying, mommy?
Does she recognize? Do they recognize you when you come home?
Yeah, well, they run, though. Yeah, so there you go. There's a pecking order in the house, which is it's Olga, who's their nanny, and then there's Lynette, that's my wife,
right.
And then there's Molly, the dog, and then there's Oswaldo, and then there's me. That's pretty much the food chain.
Frankie Renzulli told me this. He said that before I got married, he said, when you're married and you don't have kids, the front door is as big as an airport hangar's door. You know, I mean, it's just as wide as can be. Once you're married and kids, it's like a mouse hole. You can never get out of there.
It's a call to the letterbox.
Right. All right, buddy, we got to take off here and sell some spots, man. I hate using that term. But, hey, thanks for coming on every Friday, man.
Always a pleasure.
You have to come on our show sometime, Adam.
Yeah.
Frank, I would do your show right out of my show and right into your show anytime you want.
Look all right, at you. Man. All right, thehammermovie.com. Check it out. Thanks,
take
Adam.
Take care, guys.
All right, take care of yourself. There he goes, everybody. Adam Carolla. Frank Kramer joins us, and
yes,
we'll talk to him after the break here and see if he was allowed to partake.
I have a surprise for you, man.
Is that right?
I do.
Look at you. All right. Frank Kramer's with us, and we're also on the internet right now. Check us out. You can actually see us live. And during the commercial break, you can continue to see us live at 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. Scroll down. You'll see a picture of myself, Tim Conway Jr., and Frank Kramer. And then click on that, and you'll be able to see us live on the internet. Look at them. All right, this is Tim Conway Jr. Frank Kramer joins us from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.